question. When we face something challenging during our work, maybe some equation, some code, some problem, and we are stymied by it, at that time we will pray to Krishna, Krishna, please help me. So at one level we feel that this will take us closer to Krishna, and we are at least thinking of Krishna. But at, and we feel satisfied that we have thought of Krishna and prayed to Krishna. And that satisfaction of a connection with Krishna remains even if that particular situation is not solved. But on the other hand, we hear that, you know, we should not ask Krishna for anything material. And also that we should strive to be pure. So what exactly should we do? Should we pray like this or not?
That's one more part. When we ask,
so now at our level, we have to follow the points of firstly Anukulis Uncle, particular servant. Set the favorable and put aside the unfavorable. So one of the most defining principles which are favorable for us, Yena Kena Prakari Yena Krishna Vishya. So somehow or other we have to think of Krishna. And whatever way works out for us, that is good. So if we face some problems in our life, it is not that we are to create a rigid division between the material and the spiritual and say that, you know, my material life has got nothing to do with Krishna, and pure devotion means that I connect with Krishna only at the spiritual level and nothing, not at all at the material level. That is actually against the inclusiveness of bhakti. So what that means is that bhakti enables us to spiritualize the material. That's why before we take food, we offer bhoga, and we offer prayers before we take the sun. When we do various activities in material life, we try to spiritualize in ourselves. So bhakti is inclusive. Even in our profession, so praying to Krishna for help, it is not at all wrong. We certainly want to remember Krishna even when we are doing our work. And if the remembrance is in the form of a call for help, whatever way that remembrance of Krishna is there, that is wonderful, that is good. Now the problem comes when the material itself is considered to be spiritual. That means, because I am thinking of Krishna when I am working, because I am thinking of Krishna when I am at home, there is no need for me to take special time to chant. There is no need for me to take special time to go to temple. Because always Krishna, I am thinking of him all the time. So the material spiritual separation should be done to make sure that we invest due time in the spiritual. Because if we artificially imagine that everything that we are doing is spiritual, then the direct connection with Krishna will not be there. However, once we have invested a good amount of time for direct spiritual connection with Krishna, which is going to raise our consciousness from material to spiritual level gradually, then whatever we have to do as a part of our obligation, as a part of our career or whatever situation in life, then that also we should try to spiritualize. And one way to spiritualize is by connecting, by praying to Krishna for guidance, for help. So we shouldn't reject that as material. But we shouldn't restrict. So one extreme is to imagine that the material itself is spiritual because I have a devotional intention. No, even if it's a devotional intention, there has to be exclusive focused practice of bhakti also. And the other extreme is to reject the material entirely and see no connection with Krishna. It is also not required. So the main problem is not that we pray to Krishna for material things. The main problem is we pray to Krishna only for material things. So when we are in the material world, certainly material things are going to take our time and thought. And if we decide that I will not even connect with this with Krishna, because then my devotion will get contaminated. Then we have actually a contaminated understanding of devotion. Devotion is inclusive. It includes the material life also. And that inclusion comes firstly by our practices of exclusive bhakti, and secondly, by our resourcefully striving to connect those material things with Krishna. Surely, we can pray when it is required, when we need help, and we can thank Krishna when things work out nicely. So, but we shouldn't restrict our bhakti only to that. That is the main concern.
One last question, sir.